This is Gulf Coast Life. I'm Mike Kinirie. Thanks for joining us. Corkscrew Swamp Sanctuary in Collier County has been an Audubon protected site since the early 1900s and is considered a wetland of international importance. Its more than 13,000 acres feature the world's largest remaining old growth bald cypress forest, and it's home to a huge variety of plants and animals, including alligators and river otters, and many species of birds, including swallow-tailed kites and the threatened wood stork. Roughly 100,000 people visit the sanctuary's more than 2 miles of boardwalk each year, exploring the ancient forest and marsh habitat. There are cypress trees at Corkscrew that are more than 500 years old. The sanctuary also features an education program, which includes their summer adventure camp. So with summer fast approaching, I sat down recently with their education manager and two young people who have a couple summers out there under their belts. Let's hear that now. Em Kless is Education Manager at Corkscrew Swamp Sanctuary. Welcome to the show, Em.
Hi, happy to be here.
Augustus Wong is a sixth grader at Oak Ridge Middle School in Naples. Hey there, Augustus.
I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. And Maximus Wong is an eighth grader at Oak Ridge. Thanks for being here, Maximus.
Great to be here.
So I want to start with some Corkscrew memories. Do you remember the first time you went to Corkscrew, Em?
I can't remember the exact grade, but I remember I had a disposable camera and we got to the Lettuce Lakes and there were a ton of baby alligators out that day. And I just snapped picture after picture after picture and was totally enthralled.
Disposable camera.
Yeah, it was several years back.
And you grew up in Naples.
I did.
Mm-hmm. And you also attended Oak Ridge where they went to school.
I did, yeah, which is really cool.
That is very cool. So do you remember your first experience at Corkscrew?
Yeah, I was kind of nervous to meet new people. But after a while, I realized that everyone's friendly. And it's really cool to just be able to walk around the swamp.
So it was your first time at Corkscrew through the camp?
Yes.
Which year was that? How many years have you been?
I think 1 year-ish.
What, this will be your second summer?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah? What about you, Maximus?
It was with my grandparents. We went there to walk on the boardwalk and exercise. And I remember seeing a bunch of alligators and they're all in this one area and they're really big and they're and we saw them all as we walked around on the boardwalk. We saw them spread apart. We also saw some together though.
Can you confirm what he said about whether this is going to be your second summer? You might have more clarity.
This is going to be our third summer.
This is going to be your third summer. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Em, so you spent 3 years at Auburn, mm-hmm, studying education, mm-hmm, and then you wrapped up your degree here at FGCU. Mm-hmm. When you were studying education there, was there always an environmental angle to it in your head, or is that what you've wound up doing now that you're done?
It was what being at FGCU really inspired. You know, growing up in Southwest Florida and visiting Corkscrew, visiting Big Cypress, places like that through field trips, planted those seeds of love for our local ecology, and coming back here to finish up my degree and being involved with, campus classes, colloquium, things like that, reignited that love and that spark. And that's really what led me to get back into this sort of field. And I'm so grateful for it.
FGCU will do that to you.
It will.
Colloquium was an important class for me when I went here years and years and years ago. So you've been at Corkscrew now for a couple months. Mm-hmm. What's it been like so far?
Oh, a dream. I mean, I love getting to show people how special it is there. I mean, all of Southwest Florida is incredible, but to be somewhere where there's 13,000 acres of conservation land, where we have the largest stand of old growth cypress in the world, and the super ghost orchid that's, we love the super ghost orchid. I mean, just to share that with local youth and to give them the same field trips that I received is incredible. And I can't wait to get to extend that over summer camp, too.
And you were at Naples Botanical Gardens before that?
Yes.
And so this will be your first camp summer?
Yes. Very excited.
Get to wrangle all the children.
Yes. Just got Swamp Buggy certified. Going to get them out there. That's one of our exclusive camp experiences. So I'm really excited for that.
Swamp Buggy certified. What does that entail?
Several hours driving in the backcountry, learning how to, you know, operate safely with all of the wildlife that we might see on the roads back there. You know, everything from the gators to deer, raccoons, barred owls, and give the kids a chance to see all that wildlife and then give that wildlife space and respect as we drive.
Maximus, you nodded when they mentioned the ghost orchid.
Yes.
What can you tell us about the ghost orchid? We've talked about it on this show before, but I'd like to get your young perspective.
Yeah, it's like deep inside the swamp. It's like a little bit hidden if you don't know it's there, and it's like one of the biggest in the world, I think.
Have you seen the ghost orchid, Augustus?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was like cool to see like something that's 1 in 3,000 in the world.
Wow. And you knew that off the top of your head. That's pretty impressive. Well, let's get to the camp experience. So you said you've been there before. We're going to start with you, Maximus. Explain what the camp is like to a listener who may have a young person who's looking for a camp experience.
The camp is basically, it's over the summer, and we basically go out on the boardwalk every day and just see all the wildlife and all the animals out there. And we also have... we make crafts, we do like activities related to the wildlife, and we every Friday we go on a buggy trip and we go deeper into the swamp where we can't go if we're just on the boardwalk, and we get to see additional wildlife and like plants and just a unique ecosystem.
What can you tell me about it, Augustus?
So like you said, the boardwalk, we get to, like, see all sorts of different animals, such as alligators. And on the buggy ride, you can sometimes see, like, the baby alligators with their parents nearby, usually. And one time I even saw, like, a dead alligator.
Wow.
Just on the side of the road.
Hmm. How many people can fit on the buggy?
I think, like... 20 or so, I don't really remember.
Oh, so it's like big flat top kind of thing. Explain, mm-hmm. Em, what the buggy experience is like in a little bit better detail.
Sure. So its tires are taller than me, and I'm about 5'4".
Wow.
And so you climb on a ladder, and you get up top, and it seats about 12 comfortably, open top, so you can see the sky and all the swallow-tailed kites above. And it's got nice railings, so we're all very safe. And you just get this beautiful, picturesque experience of going out into really the wet prairie area and the marsh area, which you can see from our boardwalk. But this is just a way more sort of vast view of all of that.
And you're driving the buggy?
I'm driving.
Wow. Do you guys know what a swallowtail kite is? Have you learned that?
Yeah.
That's my favorite bird in Southwest Florida.
Yeah, it's pretty.
In the spring, when I see a swallow-tailed kite when I'm driving to work, which usually happens in the spring, I always note to myself that, look, it's time for swallow-tailed kites again. What about wood storks? Do you guys have wood storks out there?
We do have wood storks. Mm-hmm. They're usually out there in the back country. That's where I see them most frequently in the time that I've been there. And historically, we've been wood stork nesting sites.
I did a show on wood storks a few years ago, and in doing some research, back in the 60s, there was something like 5,000 nesting sites of wood storks there. Can you imagine what that place would be like with 5,000 breeding pairs of wood storks? Do you guys spend much time, Maximus, do you spend much time outdoors when you're not doing camp kind of stuff?
Yeah. We go on like walks with our dog. We walk her twice a day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your dog's name?
Rhodey.
Rhodey. So do you spend time outdoors too?
Yeah.
What do you guys do when you're not spending time outdoors or camping? What are your primary hobbies? We'll stick with you, Augustus.
Well, I like playing board games, sometimes just like walk around, and really just like lie down and...
taking naps?
Yeah.
That's my hobby. What about you, Maximus?
I like to play chess. I like to watch TV, play video games, and also play board games, like my brother said.
Do you play video games too, Augustus?
Yeah.
I was kind of suspecting that might be the case, but you weren't bringing it up.
Yeah.
What's your favorite board game, Maximus?
Monopoly.
Monopoly. What about you?
Probably same.
What about you, Em? Do you have a favorite board game?
Wingspan.
What is that?
It is, it's a bird nerd game, is the best way to describe it.
Okay. Now, let's bring in the professional perspective here on the camp. So now they've described what the camp experience is like from a middle schooler's perspective. Just describe it for the parents out there, like, you know, a little bit more formally what the camp, there's multiple weeks. Each week has a theme, I believe. So kind of just break that down, if you would.
Sure. So we've got 7 total weeks of camp that we offer. A couple of weeks are booked up, but we still got space in other weeks. And we rotate through 4 different themes. So one of those themes is Feathered Friends, where we're learning all about bird bodies, what birds need, how birds hunt, their behaviors, their calls. We have a Masters of Disguise week, which is all about camouflage, and, you know, both how camouflage is good for avoiding predation and also for getting prey. And I'm excited for that week because it wraps up with a little theater. We're going to put on a performance for our parents and families. Then we've got swamp symphonies. And so we'll be learning about all the sounds of the swamp, everything from the wind and how it whispers to the frogs, the gators bellowing, which I'm sure you guys have heard the gator. Yeah, the gators bellowing. That's such a cool experience. And that wraps up with a concert that we'll be putting on. And then our 4th theme is Fungus Among Us, where we're learning all about yeast, mold, and mushrooms. And, you know, the ones that we see frequently, how they tie into the larger ecosystem, and just their overall importance. And, you know, we like to take a really varied approach to have a fun, interactive, and immersive experience. So when we're exploring those topics, we're not always doing so strictly through the lens of science and ecology. We're also, they mentioned arts and crafts, right?
Yeah.
We're doing physical games as well, or, you know, there's like bird tag games, and music, theater, and just whatever skills and talents and special interests our campers have, we really like to embrace them and show them that ecology also exists in those spaces too.
Maximus, are you excited to be a performer at camp or not?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah? What about you, Augustus?
Yeah.
What is the cost, and are there any opportunities for scholarships or anything like that?
$295 a week, but shorter weeks have a little bit less cost. And then we do offer scholarships for families who have that need, and they're welcome to email me to get that information on scholarships.
I'd like to take a moment to reintroduce my guests. M. Kless is Education Manager at Corkscrew Swamp Sanctuary, and Maximus and Augustus Wong are students at Oak Ridge Middle School in Naples. Maximus is wrapping up the 8th grade, and Augustus is finishing up 6th grade. We're talking about summer nature education adventure at Corkscrew Swamp Sanctuary. Their Wild Florida Adventure Camp gets underway June 1st and runs all the way through mid-July. With so many different kinds of summer camp programs available these days, today we're learning about what this kind of outdoors-oriented, hands-on experience is like and what kinds of benefits these experiences can bring to young people. If you'd like to engage with the show about this topic or any of our episodes, use WGCU social media. We're on Instagram and Facebook, and you can always find the show and everything we do here at WGCU on our app for iPhone and Android. Any stories you can tell me from past camps, memories that stuck out, Maximus?
Yes. So one time when we were walking on the boardwalk in the afternoon, we saw 2 otters. They were playing with this turtle, and they flipped it upside down, and then they ran away. And then an alligator came swimming over, and then it came over and ate the turtle. And then we heard a loud crunch sound after it bit down. And then, like, a minute or two after, we smelled, like, a rotting smell that came from the turtle, we think.
That's like a middle school boy's dream right there. What about you, Augustus?
Okay, so one time when we were walking the boardwalk, like, suddenly someone stopped and they were pointing at something. And then we saw, like, a huge barred owl is just, like, staring. There, it was really cool.
I was at 6 Mile Cypress, which is a nature slough up here in Lee County once. I was walking the boardwalk, and a bird flew over me, and a giant, probably a barred owl, I don't know, it was a very large owl, swooped down and grabbed the bird right out of the air above my head, and it landed on a branch. And I sat there watching it, and it was eating the bird. And feathers started falling, and one of the feathers floated right down to me, and I was able to just pluck it right out of the air. And I'll never forget that. That's the kind of memories that you get from being out in natural places like that, right?
It's amazing.
Do you recommend this kind of experience to other kids? Do you think that, do you tell your friends that you're going to get to go to Corkscrew for summer camp, Augustus?
I don't really tell my friends, but I would definitely suggest it for other kids my age. It's like, really, anyone can go, and it's a healthy balance between learning, fun, and outdoors.
There you go. Anything you'd like to add to that, Maximus? That was a pretty good answer. Your younger brother nailed it.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it to anybody who wants to explore the one-of-a-kind unique ecosystem that Southwest Florida has. It's that you can't really replicate it anywhere else, so if you're coming to Florida, then I would definitely suggest going there.
What would you like to add to that, Em, as the education manager?
I think they did a great job.
I know, they did a pretty darn good job.
Yeah, I don't know that I have much to add. I mean, it's just, it is one of a kind to be immersed in nature like that, you know, for a whole week. It's, for a lot of our campers, it's their first time with that sort of experience, and it just unlocks something in them. We've had campers come back for a second year and say that they've become birders over the past year in between starting camp with us and coming back to camp with us. And it just really opens up their world and gives them a new appreciation for the place that they call home, and an appreciation for the people who protect it. You know, getting to meet some of our scientists is also part of their week. And they love to meet, you know, our staff and hear the stories of what goes into protecting these spaces.
Are you a birder?
I am a birder.
I suspect now that you said you play Wingspan.
But I think everybody's a birder.
Well,
I mean,
but do you have like a book where you, do you have like a list?
Oh, so controversial. I don't keep a life list.
Why is that controversial?
I think among the birding community, a lot of people feel like listing is really important. And for me, I think it puts too much pressure on me personally. I respect the lists. I love them. But I like to see a bird, identify it, and just know in my heart that it's there.
I understand. Are you a birder, Maximus?
A little bit, yeah.
It's like being a photographer. You know, I was a photographer for many years, and when I stopped being a photographer and carrying a camera around everywhere with me, it was very refreshing because I didn't have to think about it all the time. And that's kind of, there's an analogy there, I think, to being a birder without a bird list. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me about Patchwork Wild. The end of your bio mentioned that you were part of, it's a short documentary that was made. It's the Florida Wildlife Corridor folks. Tell us about that experience.
So in 2024, I was selected to be one of four trekkers to hike, bike, and paddle roughly 60 miles, starting in Fakahatchee Strand State Preserve and ending at the Coosahatchee River. And we passed through Corkscrew and got some really great experiences at Corkscrew, which kind of felt like a bit of a homecoming even before I had the job there. And the film was just incredible. It was so great to be in these spaces and get to meet so many people along the way who are, you know, everybody from agricultural workers and people doing the science, people doing the education, who shared their time and their passion with us. And, you know, just really got to see how important keeping these wild spaces connected is, especially for things like the Florida panther, having enough space to roam. It was a really special experience to get to be a part of it and get to be a voice for our community.
It must have been really fascinating to approach Corkscrew from the wild side, because everybody goes to Corkscrew from the civilization side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was there must have been a point where you were like, I think we're getting close, and then you saw like an angle that you'd never seen before or something like that. Does that make sense?
It does, but I'll reveal a little filming secret. There was some driving in between.
Oh, you're breaking the illusion here.
But we did get to bike through the backcountry with my colleague Sally Stein, and you know, she provided just some knowledge of the site that I didn't have at that point, and it really did illuminate Corkscrew as one of the most special places on that trek.
Can you imagine Augustus being on a long natural trek like that, where you camp or anything like that? Or no?
No, I've never been on something like that.
Can you imagine doing that someday when you get older?
Possibly.
What do you want to do when you get older? Do you have any idea? I know you're only going to be a seventh grader next year, so you got a long time to think about it.
But I think I might want to become a doctor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of doctor? Too much pressure.
I don't know. Any doctor.
Any doctor. What about you, Maximus?
I would also like to become a doctor just because I'm curious about like the body and how it works and how to help people that are sick.
So not necessarily a park ranger.
No, maybe not.
But, you know, having the experiences of being out in the natural world is good for you no matter what you go on to do,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, we're pretty much out of time. Em, you want to wrap this up with any final thoughts or a pitch to parents who are listening who might want to, like, consider this?
Sure. I think that if you're a parent out there and you've got a kid who likes to spend time outside, and they want to make friendships, make connections, build confidence by trying something new and learning more about where they live, then our camp is a really great place for them. And it's a space where they can grow and have fun and learn about why Southwest Florida is so incredibly special.
What about one more question? Obviously, you're the education manager there. That means you don't just work the summer, I presume. What else goes on year-round out there when it comes to education?
Throughout the year, we offer field trip programs for 2nd, 5th, and 7th graders, mostly from Collier County. And we also have a lot of different adult education opportunities, from backcountry bike tours to yoga, ancient forest tours. There's always something to do to get involved and enjoy the boardwalk and see it from a new perspective.
All right. Em Kless is Education Manager at Corkscrew Swamp Sanctuary. Thank you so much for coming in, Em.
Thank you so much for having me.
Augustus Wong is a 6th grader at Oak Ridge Middle School in Naples and an experienced Corkscrew Swamp Sanctuary camper. Thank you, Augustus.
It is my honor.
And Maximus Wong is an 8th grader at Oak Ridge Middle School as well. Thank you, Maximus.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
You can find a link to the Corkscrew Summer Camp information page, including how to email M about scholarship opportunities, on our website, wgcu.org/GCL. If you missed any of the show, you can always hear all of our episodes in their entirety on our website or on the WGCU app. Our show today was produced by yours truly with technical support from Emma Rodriguez. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Mike Kinnairy. This is WGCU FM Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM. We are NPR for Southwest Florida.